Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tyler Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24-7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Well over a million downloads a month. Join the crowd there, TNTRadioEmpire.com. You can, wherever you get your podcasts. A lot of the show you might miss in case you're in your car at certain times. So go back and check it out.
A lot of times you're just not paying attention.
That's right. That's why we
Or you forgot.
Yeah, I should go back and listen to
You smoke so now. Damn much weed, you forgot what went on the first segment of the show. So listen to it again.
Todd's projecting right there. Greg Warren going to phone the program about a half hour from now. Carrot Top later this week. Craig Peters, our buddy Craig Peters.
Craig's tomorrow. Yeah.
Yep.
Actor Robert Patrick on Friday.
Yeah. We'll get the breakdown on the Todd and Tyler's snow statues he did in his yard, which are kind of creepy looking, which is what would be if we were a statue.
Yeah. So it was true to life.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
I don't think they really resembled.
They didn't. They did. It was just hair. It was just a bunch of hair and mustaches
but
and
if
beards.
If they did make, or if he did, do something that resembled us, that would also be creepy.
Right.
These were equally
true.
Creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, I think he was just molding himself an audience to stand out in the yard and tell jokes to while he slowly descends into madness.
That might have been a two.
Yeah. The one that,
I think that ship sailed already.
I assumed
probably.
It was me. The hair is far, far too curly.
Yeah, you were shorter than me, too, and that's not in real life.
No.
Yeah. Oh, we're not going to nitpick. He still did a pretty good job.
Ain't
like
oh, no,
he, ain't like he just did a,
they were amazing.
A snowman right. with a carrot
yeah.
nose. They were pretty amazing.
He's an excellent artist.
Yeah, he's a great artist.
And you were his first choices. I mean, he's like, who am I going to sculpt in the snow?
That's
Tyler.
Right.
Well, see, that goes against.
We go way back.
He's an excellent artist.
We go way back. Known Craig.
Because an excellent artist wouldn't choose us as his first subject.
Yeah, we've known Craig for 28 years.
But aside from that, he's an excellent artist.
Yes, he is.
I wonder if Carrot Top's ever inclined. You know those little boingy things on the door?
Mm-hmm.
Like for a phone interview, if he's like,
we'll find out.
Something. Yeah.
I think we've talked to Carrot Top before.
It's been a while, but I think we've had him on once or twice back in the day. Yeah. That dude's impressive to me because he's taken so much crap from so many other comics and stuff throughout the years, but he's just built an empire.
Right, right. And I've also seen people
Well, that's just jealous comic.
It is.
It's
what he does, right?
He found a niche.
That's his kind of comedy, right? Right.
And people want to see it.
Right.
I wouldn't apologize for it either.
No.
I would sit on my giant stacks of cash and think up new dumb props to use.
Right.
Meatloaf streams have jumped by more than 4,500%.
Meatloaf streams.
That's kind of gross. Of course, the death bump, you know.
Album sales skyrocketed over 18,000%.
Yeah. Is he number one on the iTunes download chart this week?
No. He's got the Bat Out of Hell had the potential to re-enter the top 10. So.
iTunes, he's at two.
A lot of them.
Two?
Bat Out of Hell's at two.
What's at one?
The soundtrack for Encanto.
What's Encanto?
That's a Disney
movie.
Oh,
okay, got it.
Yeah.
Right.
Bat Out of Hell 2 is at 11.
Okay.
Yeah. But then if you go to the songs chart, then he's got number 3, number 5, number 6.
And those are downloads, right?
Yeah,
you have
these
to
are
buy
downloads.
Those.
Yeah, these are downloads on iTunes.
Most people, unless you're old, don't buy music anymore. You rent it.
Yeah, people know young people are starting to buy stuff now again.
Really?
CD sales are up for the first time in 10, 12 years.
And vinyl.
And vinyl's way up.
Yep. Yeah.
Is that coming from the youth?
Well, if
people, I don't think so.
CDs are, well, what do you mean by youth? 18-year-olds? Yeah. Probably not. But
like your son's not buying CDs because, first of all, he'd need a CD player.
Right. I don't know. That's the
thing with the CDs.
Right. Yeah. They are coming back, and that's the. Are they going to put CDs back in cars? They should. My car has a CD player still. Now it's 11. It's a 10-year-old car.
Yeah, I guess that's something. Say last year, a lot of that was spurred by Taylor Swift and Adele.
Right. No, but the CD sales in general came back for the first time in 12 years, and obviously album sales are through the roof right now.
Although, don't most game systems, can't they play a CD?
I understand that.
Probably.
But I do like that. I did like the format of CD. I think albums still sound better, but CDs were so much easier for everything.
They're convenient.
Your car, your place, you know, right.
Well, the album, especially a double
album. And I think
album.
People, I think it's a double, I think people got tired of just, I got to down. I mean, I used to I download that, and I don't have the cover, I don't have the thing I can look at. I mean, I want this to CD.
The album was better for cleaning weed, and the CDs were better for doing blow.
Exactly.
And I will say
that's why they're coming back.
Right. This that's is why just. The diversity.
There's a blow resurgence.
Downloads aren't going away, but yeah, buy music, people get paid then.
Well, downloads may actually. I mean, I've read things.
Good.
iTunes. Good. iTunes may shift to just
shift
the subscription based Apple Music that they have. They've talked about shutting down the iTunes Music Store because it's
right where it'd just be streaming.
Yeah,
people are buying music again. Other they're doing it other ways now.
Well,
CDs and albums.
If they're going digital, they're going with. Subscription services.
Got it. Right.
Instead of buying individual albums.
Songs.
But I will say that the last summer when I went to Record Store Day and stood in line outside the record store.
A lot of young people, right?
There were a lot of people younger than me.
Good. Enjoy that.
Yeah.
It's.
I mean, the age range in that line that day probably ran from 20 to 65.
Good. That's good. That's good.
Once again, I think we mentioned this yesterday, San Francisco police say there is no poisoning by face mask.
Oh, yeah.
As previous social media posts had indicated, they confirmed the recent warnings to not try on new masks at the front door as fake health reps were actually burglars are just not true.
This is where Todd said he wanted the chloroform. Yeah. Come in and chloroform me, man.
Right. I'm waiting.
Well, I just was racking my brain yesterday. How many inhalants can we put in this mask?
Yeah.
And make it fun.
And make it fun.
So if you see that story of burglars asking you to put a mask on, it's just not true.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, that's on every neighborhood website now.
And next door.
Yeah, watch out
that
for
app,
the burglars.
And on the Twitter.
Yeah.
And I used to have that Nextdoor app, and I just got rid of it because it was just a bunch of bitchy Karens.
And just, that's true. Yeah, for every good information, my wife does that. For every good information, there's a lot of crap like that.
Oh, it's just people nitpicking about the dumbest crap. Right. Just mind your own business.
Generally, you just have your wife monitor that.
Yeah, I don't look at that. Yeah,
that's what I do.
Yeah.
We have a neighborhood Facebook page, and there'll be posts that are like, whose car is this?
I know.
Like, what? Okay. There's a lot of cars parked in this neighborhood.
The only interesting thing that come out of late is a coyote.
Oh.
Coyote. About a block from my house.
All right.
Millions of people have been hypnotized into believing that mainstream, into believing mainstream ideas about the COVID. This is called mass formation psychosis. Is what people are saying, that people are being hypnotized into believing these ideas, these mainstream ideas about the COVID.
Is that Clapton?
They're calling it,
Clapton.
He's
just,
one of them.
Yep.
There's hypnotism in the air.
Mass formation psychosis. One tweet that you'll see reads, "I'm not a scientist, but I'm pretty sure healthy people are spending hours in line to get a virus test. Is mass formation psychosis in action?" The term gained attention after it was floated by this Robert Malone on Rogan. Psychology experts say this concept is not supported by evidence and is similar to theories that have been long discredited. Long discredited.
Could all those people in line for a COVID test be trying to help the public health situation? Is that possible?
No, they're sheep.
This Malone guy on Rogan also says this is the phenomenon that explains Nazi Germany, even though everyone else says it's not a thing. He said they literally became hypnotized and could be led anywhere. And it's just not true.
And Rogan's a douche. Neil Young's just is pulling his music off Spotify.
He's threatening that.
Just, I'm done.
Yeah, psychology experts say there is no support for the psychosis theory. None. You can't find it in peer-reviewed literature. You can't find it in research. The concept has no academic credibility. It does not appear in the American Psychological Association's Dictionary of Psychology.
See, that's what they want you to think.
Yeah, yep. They're hypnotizing you, Craig,
I did read that part of the Packer loss was blamed on the lack of urine consumption among the team. Most of them.
Not the fans.
Right, would not drink the urine.
Pushing Craig were drinking up the day before, man.
Here's the U.
Rogers was the only guy drinking the urine. No one else was cooperating.
Somebody on the phone, you said, Push?
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good,
hey.
Man. How you doing?
How are you?
You know, living the dream.
All right.
you guys were talking about the CD sales and all that.
Yeah.
I think the Tidetower Empire needs to push DVD porn. I will back you guys somehow. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm willing to back you.
How many you got still?
Maybe a 2-for-1 special that nobody else can get in Omaha.
How much DVD porn you still have to get rid of?
Oh, about 5,000 pieces and about 200 VHS. You know, just nobody wants it.
So it seems.
It's not under your dad's mattress anymore.
It's going to make a comeback.
And you can't take it to the Goodwill.
I didn't mean to say comeback
like
there,
that.
By the way.
Salvation Army, Goodwill, they don't want any of that. That's
no, and you can't take it to a flea market, a local flea market, and try to sell it, you know. Some mother gets all pissed off.
It's going to make a comeback, Roger. Hang on to it, man. Hang on to it.
There you go. Right, I'll wipe the dust off tonight.
All right. See? Yeah, the dust.
He should have a garage sale, and we'll promote it.
Yeah. Somebody's got a DVD player at their house. Still.
Well, Blu-ray players play DVDs, don't they?
Right, yeah.
Oh, so do, video game systems.
Yep.
DVD porn.
An Xbox or a...
So how do people argue with these people? Because, Craig, these are just... I don't get it. You can't even argue... They always tell us, because we'll get this from people in the community and even mainstream, they'll say, listen, we have to tell these people... We have to turn these people. Well, they're not turning. There was a... Like, Richard Marx is great on Twitter, and Titus, and these kind of guys are obviously pro-vax and know what's going on in life. So I saw somebody tweet out to Richard Marx the other day, Richard, it's a fact that most people are dying from COVID are vaccinated, and the hospitals are full of vaccinated people. That's a fact. Get over it. It's not. And so Richard's response was, well, that's a great – you're right about everything except you're completely wrong. I mean, you can't argue with those people.
Right. There's no outreach. They believe it.
You can't turn those people. Doctors can't turn those people.
Right.
That guy thinks that's true, and it's the exact opposite is true. The exact opposite
is true.
Yeah,
they bought into a lie. There's nothing you can do to convince them otherwise.
No, I'm done with them. You know? Herman Cain Award is there for a reason. Go catch it.
Sarah Palin may be the next recipient.
What'd she say, Sarah Palin, Craig?
Over her dead body, will she get a vaccine?
We'll see.
And these people want just a little sliver of something so they can be like, you know, renegade or smarter than everybody.
They're smarter than everybody. I told you so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know something that they don't.
Joe Rogan.
They are out to get you.
Roger's other name, Throw Rogan, which is hilarious. He's not throwing this weekend, though.
Who do you figure wins the Neil Young, Joe Rogan Spotify battle?
Joe Rogan.
The guy they paid $800 million to?
Oh, yeah. Neil Young is rich. He's beyond rich.
He doesn't care.
He didn't care. But it's a statement.
I mean, I don't think he thinks he's going to win it. Neil's not stupid. Yeah. He's just going to say, no, take my music off there.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm not going to be that.
It's called a statement.
I'm not going to be that principled because I think we get a lot of downloads from Spotify.
Well, we don't get paid from Spotify.
No, we really don't, do
Neil
we?
Young does. Spotify has our thing. I'm fine with that.
Yeah. It's a platform.
Right.
It's a good platform.
But Neil Young is a different situation, you know. What was that phone call, Puss? I saw you wanted to just bang your head up a wall.
Oh, don't even do that.
One of those?
Yeah.
Was it about this stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, God. Stuff you can't change your minds?
No, no, in support of, just long and ranting.
Okay, got it.
Oh. And you probably get some phone calls, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but nobody wants to argue, do they?
Not generally anymore.
Not anymore, no.
Those people don't call very much.
No, they don't call at all.
Well, it's email.
Yeah.
Email.
Yeah, they're keyboard warriors now.
Yeah, yeah.
If they're going to be pissy, they're gonna shoot it through the social media where they can stay anonymous.
Right. True.
Yeah, because most people who want to argue are just too nutless to call. Yeah. And we won't put them on the air
anyway. Yeah, and they know they're not getting through
anyway. They're not getting through the air anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get the vaccine. People are dying.
Guy named Vinny Satriali built a Nerf machine gun to use as an alarm to wake himself up in the morning.
Oh, I love this. Except you wouldn't have scared the hell out of you every freaking morning. Yeah. It just starts firing Nerf.
You get up.
Nerf darts at him or Nerf balls.
Yeah. What? Yes, it does. Rival Nemesis MX V11-10K flywheel blaster is the core of the build with a 100-round capacity of soft foam balls. Stepper motors are used to control a pan and tilt system to aim the blaster.
So it comes on automatically, like an alarm, and shoots him?
Yeah. It uses machine vision algorithms to track targets in the bedroom. A relay board is then used to activate the blaster's firing action, blasting any targets until they wake up. The machine vision algorithm uses a full body tracking model, so just covering up your face won't be enough to get away.
Link up on Twitter and Facebook. Check it out.
Shows them waking up that way. What kind of balls are flying out?
Little Nerf balls.
Oh, little small balls. Yeah. Okay. It should be the hard Nerf footballs right to his nuts or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. I'm going to build one of those things.
That'd wake you up.
I'm going to build something that bit me in the nuts every day. That's a great idea.
Are you awake?
It's going to get you up.
Are you awake?
And I don't know. Am I up or am I just writhing
Here's
in
what
pain
I'm doing.
For a while
because
every day?
My alarm, you're just waiting for it.
I'm up, you know, like most of us, I'm up 5 minutes before my alarm. I would wake up and not do it, go in the bathroom, and then all of a sudden it just starts firing at my wife. Sorry, honey, I've got to turn your alarm off.
That is a problem if you sleep with someone else in the bed, is friendly fire incidents.
Ah, they live through that anyway.
What time? Yeah, it's going to go off, honey. You better duck.
So did Vinny invent and design this thing?
Yeah, he did.
I got to see that.
There's a link on Twitter and Facebook. Right.
See, you could make that far more evil. You could do that with a real gun.
Oh, yeah. Before he's the governor.
Yeah, but you wouldn't get up.
You'd have to be awake.
And just keep in mind, he made this for himself.
No, you wing the guy in the arm.
He made this for himself so he could hit with Nerf, not lead.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, that's your burglar-proof stuff right there.
Yeah, it's illegal.
Eight of those in the house.
Can't do it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Illegal.
Doesn't matter to a lot of people.
Yeah, it's not an alarm clock at that point. It's a gun turret.
It's my right.
Plus, you're going to kill yourself eventually.
I can find a state where that's probably going to be legal.
Oh, yeah. Easily. You might be living in one, Todd.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. When gun's the governor. Gun versus Bible. That's who's running on the Republican side.
Be Governor Gunn and
They don't like each other. Lieutenant Gun and Bible right now, those two guys don't like each other. So
Lieutenant
we'll see.
Governor Bible, because it's a separate
Trump
election.
Trump likes Bible, and the other guy
in
likes
our state,
Gun.
It's a separate election, so Governor Gunn and Lieutenant Governor Bible.
Pathetic.
It would be clashing all the time.
Nothing to do with Omaha or Lincoln. Nothing. Just
the labels would actually be on the Bible side.
Right.
Yeah, probably.
They would.
If they read it right.
Right. If they sat
you're
down.
Right about that, but the conservatives are winning that battle all the time.
Well,
that drives me crazy.
Well, they lie.
I know they lie.
And it works.
Yes, it does.
It's effective.
You know,
yes, it does. Gullible people believe it.
Right.
Two-time Olympic athlete sounding off about this year's Winter Games being held in China, cross-country skier Noah Hoffman, said the actual sport of athletes is secondary at this year's Olympics because of the human rights conflict.
Now don't go.
He said the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, has threatened athletes against making any political statement on the field of play or at the podium.
He
added
right
he supports
this.
Athletes being able to stand up for what they believe in, but he's scared for them and hopes that they don't speak out while they are in China.
That is so against the spirit of the Olympics that you can't speak out.
Of course it is.
Is that guy going to the Olympics?
I don't know.
Saudi, I wouldn't feel safe even saying something like that and then heading over there.
No.
How long before they go away? I'm less and less interested in the Olympics every time
because
it comes
of this kind
around.
Of stuff. Because of this kind of stuff, you know, it's just
and the economic just bomb that it is to the city who.
But they don't care. They want the national pub. They want the worldwide pub.
I know, but then they're like I said, they're stuck with all these venues that nobody uses, and they just rot into ruin.
Well, I think it makes sense just to create one of those somewhere, like have the summer ones be in Rome, and
that's
just have that stuff.
But that's why they don't. Just have it in Athens.
Right.
They said Athens the whole time.
Because we need a full-size soccer stadium somewhere in the rainforest of Brazil.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Because there is one.
But more importantly, this stuff like this happens. When they have them in countries that don't like human rights, like Russia and China.
Mm. Yeah. Well, those are the ones that vie for it.
I know, and they win.
Mean, look at the, I think Qatar is hosting the World Cup.
Yeah, Qatar.
And they bring in a bunch of slave labor.
Right.
Yeah, never mind that it's 150 during the middle of the day. Yeah, let's go play soccer there.
On top and of women a ton have, and of women human have, rights violations.
And women have to have their faces covered, you know.
Sounds like they're job creators.
Yeah, and I thought the, that
when
guy.
Is it? Yeah. Well, that guy said, the Winter Olympics starts what?
Like a week and a half, less?
Pretty soon.
Yeah. But that guy said, the IOC had threatened them against making, protests. But I thought they were kind of just warning the athletes, like, hey, remember,
don't do this.
Right. You might not come home if you do something like that. Seemed like more of a heads up and a warning to me than a threat.
Now, the organizers of the Olympics say that all Olympic-related units will provide appropriate quantities of condoms at the appropriate time to people who've checked in to stay inside the loop. Now, this is a closed loop, and it's you can't get in or out once they've shut the door, apparently.
Bang, within the loop.
Yeah, journalists who've checked into this hotel, which is inside the loop, found 5 individually wrapped condoms in each room.
Yeah.
They were individually packaged in different colored envelopes decorated with an image of a Chinese lantern. Organizers did not immediately say how many condoms they would distribute. Athletes are instructed to minimize physical interactions like hugs and high fives and handshakes.
But bang away.
Keep it to
banging. Maintain a social distance of at least 2 meters from fellow competitors.
No kissing.
Yeah. Like at the end of, the Bengals game. CBS guy, I don't know who the sideline reporter is. He's standing about 8 feet away from Joe Burrow talking. And they conclude the interview, and they get next to each other, and they hug you.
Well, no, the worst one was Aaron Andrews and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh,
it was the same thing.
When they same deal.
I know, but Aaron Rodgers is not vaccinated.
Away and then hug.
Yeah,
for the record, for this closed-loop system, athletes must test negative twice within 96 hours of their flight and again on their arrival in Beijing.
And then here's a condom, bang away.
Yeah.
You get your own condoms in case you run out of 5.
Yeah. As long as you're in the loop.
Some of those studs are going to get laid a lot more time.
That was just for the journalists. I don't know that the journalists are getting laid.
No, they're not.
The athletes will be borrowing the condoms from the journalists because you don't need them.
Dude, you ain't getting laid.
Well, it seems like there'll be a lot of leftovers because there's not a lot of journalists going.
No.
No, it's true. Chinese rubbers. What do they call them there?
Just rubbers.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader, too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.